All right, it's time for Abstract Facts. You're listening to Daily Scramble Live, and I have a special guest this morning. Hey, Savannah. Savannah.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. You are on air. You're live. Say hello to the world.
Hi.
You gotta be quicker though. You gotta respond. Like when I talk to you, you gotta say, hey. Hey, right back. Let's practice. Hey, Savannah.
Well, you're... What?
Is there a delay or something?
Yes, there is a delay.
No, there's not. I hear
you. Yes, there is. I swear. You're breaking up so much.
Not true.
Yes, you are.
So, fake news. Fake news. Can you hear me better now?
No, Zach, you're still breaking up. And I...
Okay, well, I know you're on your way to school. We can hear you great over here. So...
Okay.
It's abstract facts where I talk about random things and we just have fun with it. So today, this week, I wanted to discuss modern slang. So you're what? You're like 14 now? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, you're 16. Oh, that's right. You just got your driver's license. Can you stop doing things in the background? It's really loud. Yeah, so
I'm going to school.
That's okay. You can just, I'll write you a note. So you're 16. You're a junior?
I'm a sophomore.
See, I check in on my sister a lot, you guys. Well, I thought who better to ask than an actual teenager about modern day slang. So I'm on this website and it's for parents with teenagers. It's called Decoding Teen Slang. And I'm just going to ask you about a couple of these phrases and words, and then I just want you to give me a quick breakdown on what they mean, all right?
Okay.
All right, what is bruh? B-R-U-H.
Bruh? It's like when someone says something stupid, and you have, like, no response, and you're just like, bruh, really? Like
okay, that. So I'm going to compare. It's kind of like we'll do a compare and contrast what the website says and what an actual teenager says it means. So they say bruh is a casual nickname for bro. You say it's more like, come on, come on. So there's, you know,
yeah,
there's different ways to use it. All right, what is your fam?
It's just like your close friends or
exactly,
your, maybe even your family.
Correct. All right, what does I'm weak mean?
What does what mean?
I'm weak.
Like, when something's super funny and you can't handle it, you're like, oh my god, I'm weak.
Really? I can't believe that. That's seriously, I've never heard that in my life. This is really going to show my age. All right, what about bae? B-A-E.
That means before anyone else. So, like, you call, like, your girlfriend or boyfriend bae, but you shouldn't because it's really cringy.
I thought it was Beyonce. I thought Beyonce was bae.
No. No, she's not.
All right, okay, what does it mean to curve someone?
To, like, reject them or, like, oh, shoot, I didn't see that coming.
That's amazing. All right, low-key. So, what is low-key?
It's, like, on the down low, like, low-key, so, like, you don't, nobody knows that you're going to do it or, like, whatever you're talking about.
All right,
like,
all right.
On
now,
the down low.
Now, be careful when you respond to this one because we are on the radio. What does it mean to be thirsty?
How it sounds...
Like you need a drink of water?
No.
Okay.
But I'm on the radio.
Okay. It means that you are overly eager to get with someone. Is that does that make sense? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do a quick skit. Let's say we're at lunch at school and you see someone that you really like. What would you say to your girlfriend if you see someone that you like, a boy that you really like?
I'd probably just start saying, oh my god. And then me and my best friend have telepathy, so I wouldn't have to say anything else.
Oh, I forgot. Telepathy is also part of the modern slang. But I would think, would this work if you'd be like, OMG, I low-key want to hit that, or something like that. Is that? And then your friend would be like, bae, you're so thirsty. Am I on point? Could I like...
No, not at all.
That's not what would happen?
Well, like, maybe the first one, but, like, more as a joke. Like, nobody would just say that in seriousness.
All right. Well, Savannah, thank you so much for joining us today for Abstract Facts on Daily Scramble Live. Maybe we'll bring you back later this week. I'm going to stay on this theme, and we'll continue to help parents decode their teenage slang.
Okay.
Have a great day at school. Love you.
You too. Love you too.
Bye.